Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The Greatest Gift. This is a weekly series with things I'm reading and pondering from Charles Spurgeon. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Isaiah 55:1 and Romans 6:23. Charles Spurgeon said, "The free grace of God would be insulted by being put up for auction or set forth for sale. It is a gift and not a prize. There are heavenly prizes to be run for, to be fought for, and to be obtained by divine help. There is a recompense of reward to which we are to look and a crown for which we are to strive. But the divine grace that forgives sin and works faith is no prize for exertion, but rather a gift for those without strength. It is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy." Romans 9:16. The blessings of salvation are freely given us of God. Therefore, they are not alone, handed to us for a time, and to be one day recalled. Our heavenly heritage is not held on lease upon terms of annual payment. It is an unencumbered freehold to every man who has by faith put his foot upon it. When God has given it, the deed is done outright and can never be reversed. O believer, if your sin is blotted out, it can never be written in again. God has declared that he has forgiven our transgressions. And then he adds, "Their sins and iniquities will I remember no more." Hebrews 10:17. God is unchangeable, and therefore what he has given, he will give again. Still, there's more to follow is a popular way of putting a great truth. The stream that has begun to flow will never cease flowing. The more the Lord gives, the more we may expect. Every blessing is not only in itself a mercy, but it is a note for more mercies. From Charles Spurgeon's sermon, Grace for Grace. I shared a series of messages on God's favor, which you can find on my blog by typing God's favor in the search box. It was one of the most downloaded and watched of any series I have presented. It almost seems inconceivable to people that God would give so freely and so lavishly without expecting some sort of payment in return. Why would God not even spare his own son but give him up for us all? Romans 8:32. Because if you feel distant from God, how can you glorify him? If you feel disconnected from his love, how will you draw others to him? If you feel like your relationship with him is hanging by a thread, how can you happily abide in his presence? Knowing God's favor, knowing his free gift, is the key to living the abundant life Jesus purchased for you on the cross.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.